New numbers are coming in on the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, and it's showing some alarming trends. Gary Crawford has more on this story.
It's something most pork industry people in this country had never heard of until last May, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus.
It's going to be a major factor in looking at what we think is going to be happening to U.S. pork production.
USDA livestock analyst Chael Shagham at USDA's Outlook Forum, and he says it certainly is going to reverse the up-to-now record growth in pigs per litter since it kills baby pigs and does so with a vengeance.
Right now, we may be up to 4 million head of pigs that have died from it.
Liz Wagstrom is chief veterinarian with the National Pork Producers Council. She had some alarming information about the virus first. It is very infectious.
A thimble full of virus might be enough to infect the entire sow herd in the United States.
And worse yet, because it's totally new to this country.
We have no immunity in our herd. We don't have a commercially licensed vaccine.
And not a very good surveillance and reporting system for it. She says there's a cooperative government-private industry effort to get a handle on the disease, but for now the industry is doing what it knows can help.
Stepping up biosecurity for the entire industry.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. And the PED virus and its impacts on hog supplies are also being reflected in the latest USDA Livestock Outlook. According to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Jerry Bange, their February report indicates the effect of the virus on the pork industry is spreading.
We do think there will be an impact on 2014 pork production in the U.S. We've taken that number down 160 million pounds this month, down to 23.42 billion pounds. That's a decrease of 160 million pounds.
But despite the downward reduction in supply estimates, Bange says they are still looking at a year-to-year increase in the amount of U.S. pork production.
Up about 1% from the preceding year. Nevertheless, it has been on a decline, and the reason we have looked at the lower number this month is, in fact, to a large degree attributable to that PED virus, which certainly remains a problem.
He said they also pushed the price estimate up slightly due to reduced supplies and strong demand. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.